Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The Decline and Fall of Canada? A provocative title, I know. At the end of this program, I'd like to offer you a free book, which will shed additional light on what I am talking about today. So please stay tuned until the end. I'd like to begin with quoting from an article by The Telegraph, dated August 31, having this to say. And it's very provocatively written, with bold, outspoken statements. And I think I'm going to quote these statements to you to give you a flavor as to how many Canadians really feel. It says, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has been a mediocre, ineffective leader since coming to power in 2015. Every time you believe he has reached the lowest depths of political incompetence, he finds a new way to sink even further into the muck. As fate would have it, the most unserious government in Canadian history has reached another new low. Global Affairs Canada adjusted its international travel advisory this week to warn the LGBTQ plus community against supposed discrimination they may face in the United States. This decision likely came as a result of US states passing limits or bans with respect to medical treatment for underaged children identifying as transgender or on the teaching of sexual orientation in schools. Does anyone seriously believe that most LGBTQ plus Canadians will now be scared to visit the happiest place on Earth, Walt Disney World, because Florida decided its schools can't teach about gender identity and support parental rights in education? The US and the rest of the world have taken notice of Canada's rapid decline as a serious, relevant international player during Trudeau's unserious, irrelevant leadership. They hope it will change when the next Canadian election is held. Many Canadians feel the exact same way. So much the opinion by this author, which was published in The Telegraph. And the author concluded that Canada has become the laughing stock of the world. I like to say that Trudeau continues to ruin his country. His dictatorial style, coupled with extreme left-wing woke nonsense and a persecution of minorities who opposed his COVID lockdown, have been noted. But now listen to this next article, which was also published by The Telegraph on September 5. It's an opinion piece by Dr. Jordan Peterson. And that's what he had to say. In my case, a court has upheld an order from the College of Psychologists of Ontario that I undergo social media training or lose my license to practice a profession I have served for most of my adult life. My transgressions? Two tweets criticizing Justin Trudeau. One criticizing his former chief of staff, who resigned in the aftermath of scandal some years ago. One ironically commenting on the identity of a city councillor in Ottawa, who in my view acted in a particularly unforgivable manner during the famous trucker convoy protest. One objecting to the actions of the physicians performing mastectomies on perfectly healthy women, often minors, alongside a criticism of a famous actress who received such treatment and then advertised its benefits to her fans. I appealed the decision of my professional college, but the court has rejected my appeal, ruling that although I had my charter rights, my constitutional right to freedom of speech, the profession's regulatory body essentially has indefinite sway over the determination of what limits they felt fit to impose in their professional context. So it has nothing to do with unprofessional conduct insofar as his job, his work is concerned. The article goes on to say, Canadians now need to wake up to the fact that the right to freedom of speech in Canada is subject to limitations placed by any level of government for any reason. I know perfectly well that many professionals in Canada are forced to lie. They tell me so privately, repeatedly. And when professionals have to lie, they can no longer do their job properly, and the public suffers. I know, too, that this is increasingly true across the West. In other words, not just in Canada. I will fight this idiocy all the way to the Supreme Court if necessary. I have instructed my lawyers in the aftermath of the rejection of my appeal to inform the college that I will not comply with their forced re-education mandate and to proceed with the disciplinary hearing they have promised will occur. But I know few people are in a position to conduct such a fight. I have the resources necessary to wage a multi-year court battle, ruinously expensive, talking about tens of thousands of dollars a month. I have also the means of communication at hand to publicize exactly what's going on. I do so on the behalf of those who are unable to do so, he says. Now, we will continue to report about the dangerous developments in Canada under Justin Trudeau, and also about this case, as we find out more as to what's going on. Now, in this article by Dr. Peterson, one of the sub-headlines read, "The Decline and Fall of Canada." Yes, indeed. Canada is one of the countries of the former British Commonwealth which is doomed to fall, according to the Bible. And we can see the beginning of this decline and fall already right now. Now, why is that so? Because Canada has departed from God, and so God has departed from Canada. Canada as a whole is not obeying God. Now, some are, but the vast majority is not. It has rejected God's law of the Ten Commandments. And you need to know more about the Ten Commandments. And so we have this free book, The Ten Commandments. And I'd like you to ask for a free copy today, especially if you are listening in from Canada. You need to know the information God is providing to you from the Bible, why he feels, why he strongly tells you, you must keep his law. And if not, you're going to be cursed. Until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.